Welcome back to our Patriots Monday broadcast. Joining us, wide receiver Deion Branch back with the Patriots. And Deion, we just got to make sure out of the gate here. Are you okay after that shot you took from Ed Reed last night?
Hello? What's going on?
Little buddy. You good, man?
We're worried about you.
Yeah, I'm good, man. You know me.
I was about to come out of the Baltimore and get you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the typical football in the country, man.
Yeah, you know, I figured you was gonna get up, but you know, like, you know, since you gave me the chapstick on Saturday, you know, and I was gonna come down there and see if I had to, you know, put a little pressure on your nose there, you know, stop the nosebleed.
No, you was good at that time.
Yeah, you good. I got you.
Hey, how do you get up like that, you know, and go to Ed Reed? And give, did you even know it was Ed Reed that you were hitting on the helmet?
Well, I knew it was him. I mean, he's the only guy that's probably trying to break on every ball that Tom throwing. You know, he's a great player. He made a great play. Unfortunately, I wasn't mad about the hit. I was mad that I let the ball come out my hands in the air.
You were mad at Tom for leading you in there.
No, I was pissed that I had the ball.
Nah.
And then, you know, he hit me, and, you know, next thing you know, the ball came out. You know, trust me, in this game, man, we all know going across the middle, you're going to get hit. And I've always been taught, you know, just catch the ball because you're going to get hit. You know, unfortunately, that was one of my probably 15 tackles that happened across the middle like that. Most time I have enough time to catch the ball and get on the ground, but he was on me so fast.
I
really didn't have time to react. So, you know, unfortunately, I dropped the ball, but he made a good play. We got a flag out of it. You know, who knows what it was.
Exactly. Well, you talked about that's your 15th time. Did you get up from all of them? Because I didn't get up from all mine. That's for sure.
Thank God, I got up from all mine. Yeah. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. The hit that the Ed Reed tackle, it was a good tackle. You know, it wasn't as bad as it looked. You know what I'm saying? The other tackle with Jimmy Smith. Now, I felt that one, even though that one was a very soft tackle.
Who were you mad at on that one? Were you mad at Wes on that one?
I wasn't mad at nobody because I know he tried to get him. You know, those guys, they did some pretty good players, man. You know, we got great players on our side of the ball, too. You know, they're going to make some plays. We're going to make them. The crazy part is my head hit the back of my head hit the ground.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a tackle. It was my head.
That's what gets you.
I was like, gee, you know.
That's what gets you, man.
And Tom has already called a play, so I missed the whole play. You know?
Yeah. I know that feeling all too well, Deion. But let's talk about the game a little bit here, man. How was it being back in the mix this week, man, and getting into the game?
Yeah. Well, it was good, man. My body is pretty tired today. You know, I think those 2 weeks off, I'm feeling it today. But, you know, I'll bounce back. You know, and I'll take care of my body. I'm looking forward to next week already. I think we got to go in here and clean up this film. There's a lot of things that we left out on the football field, a lot of mistakes that were made during the course of the game. That's very correctable. And that's what we got to do. We got to move past this game. You know, it's over. It's behind us. Regardless of what happened during the course of the game, we had plenty of times to win the game and then take it out of ref's hands.
I just wanted to go back to you know, those couple of weeks because you still had your locker here, you know. And a lot of people say, "Well, listen, it's just a matter of time. Deion will be back now." Other than you, obviously spending some time with your family and working out a little bit, was there ever an understanding? Was anything ever said? You know, stick around, don't go anywhere, keep working out.
Well, I mean, you know, we spoke, you know, to the degree of, you know, I won't sit and tell you all what we talked about, but we had some great conversations. We talked about certain situations and stuff like that. I'm going to be honest with you. After that first game, I was like, there's no way I'm going back to the team. The guys looked that good. They played great against Tennessee. And I'm not saying because they didn't come out and do the same thing against Arizona, that's why I'm back, because I can't say that. But I was just going off of what I seen and how the packages and stuff that they were using, you know, running the ball real good, and which that's a point of emphasis this year, you know, make sure we get the run game going. So there's a lot of different things, and I was, you know, it was a thought that ran across my mind that was like, man, there's no way I'm going back to the team.
Was it the three tight end set, less West Worker, a whole lot less West Worker that kind of had you thinking maybe this isn't the place for wide receivers now, smaller wide receivers anyway?
Right. Well, I mean, with the Patriots here?
Yeah, when you saw during the first two games.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you start noticing. I mean, we had, four or five tight ends. you know, each and every week the game plan changed. So the actual how the offense is going to attack the opposing team is totally different. You know, we may go into one game and just say, Buffalo, we're going five wide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That may be the game plan for that game. You know, I wasn't here, so I don't know exactly what the game plan was for the Tennessee nor the Arizona game. But just looking at it, you know, there's a lot of two receiver set, a lot of two and three tight ends. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah. I don't think the Patriots had five receivers the first 2 weeks of the season. So.
No, I'm just saying, you know, who knows?
I got you, though. I know what you're saying.
Knows. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, next week we may go to Buffalo and say, Buffalo, we're going to stay in four and five wide. You know, this may not be a running game. Who knows? We'll figure that out Wednesday, you know, once we come in.
Well, you said you guys, there were plays you left in the field. You couldn't have left it up to the officials. So you brought the officials up, not us. So I'll follow up on the officials here because we've talked for 2 hours here, Dion, about how this league has a problem. And I'm curious, you played in a game last night everyone's talking about because of the penalties, because of the after the play stuff back and forth. Did you feel like at any point those officials kind of let that game get out of hand where there was a lot more jawing than a regular game?
Well, I brought it up because that's the only thing we've been hearing. How everybody's saying all the officials is bad, 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 bad. Which there's been quite a bit of controversial calls that's been made across the league, not just in our game last night. You know, but I think the bigger picture is that we all got to understand that, hey, they're making those calls on both sides of the ball. You know, there's some good and bad calls on the Ravens last night. There were some good and bad ones on us. You know, and the other teams that played this Sunday. I mean, before our game, I watched the Arizona game, Arizona-Philly game, that was a bunch of flags there. I watched the Cincinnati-Washington game, that was a bunch of controversial calls there. So that's the stuff that us as players, we got to remove ourselves from what the refs are doing and just go out and play our game, you know, and let those guys take it as their job. Regardless who's out there, whatever refs is out there, if it's high school refs, rec league refs, we got to play with those guys. They got to call the game and we have to play.
Yeah.
So. And that's just the bottom line. I think once we all move past that as players and as fans, once we move past that, I think we'll be okay. I mean, because you got to look at it that from the way things are looking out, it don't look like they're going to be changing the refs anytime soon.
Well,
so, I was just saying from the looks of it as of now, who knows?
Yeah.
We got a game Sunday, and I don't know what refs going to be out there, but I know we got to play Buffalo. That's it.
Yep, exactly. And well, I know you guys don't want to use it as an excuse, but
right.
For me in the studio and watching the game is extremely long for us in the studio. What's it like for you guys on the field, and do you kind of lose focus sometimes because there's so much stuff that's happening in between so many important plays in some of those drives? I mean, it could be a third down and two coming up or something, or a very important play coming up. And you're spending time talking about the last play that where the ball was spotted or who stepped out of bounds. How do you mark the penalty off? And how do you, you know, do you call it holding? Do you call it illegal contact? And how does it affect the players on the field? Because it affects me just watching it in the studio and having to talk about it.
Well, that's one thing that we can say, that the games are longer than in the past year. You know,
3.5 hours last night, more.
These guys trying to adjust to the NFL ruling, I don't know how many or if any of them have any NFL experience as far as officiating.
No.
The bottom line is it does cancel out, especially a team like us who we pride ourselves on being a tempo team, you know, and we run a play. Next thing you know, we're looking for the ball to be spotted, and you got a ref standing over the ball. That kind of messes us up a little bit as far as the flow of our offense, the things that we're doing and what we're trying to – how we're trying to attack our opposing team.
Exactly.
That stuff affects us a little bit. It slows it down. It breaks our tempo, and it also helps the defense because it allows them to get their defense set, and they can still run their blitzes and whatever they're trying to run. And we're trying to stop them from doing that.
You all know, right. On to Buffalo, Dion, and I'll break some news to you. Broke news last time we had John. Darrell Revis, the Jets have announced he's out for the year with an ACL tear.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's sad, man.
Jeez.
That's sad. I mean, you never want to see a guy go down, period, regardless if he's on one of our rivals. That's sad, man. He's a great player. I'm sure he'll bounce back. I'm sure he'll bounce back, man. He's a tough guy.
As long as C.J. Spiller waits a couple weeks to bounce back, everything will be all right.
Yeah.
Deion, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Good job with that chapstick during Troy's induction.
And my little buddy,
I gotta take care of my man. Yeah, take care of my dog.
My little buddy's always looking out for me, man. That was the great thing about having Deion as a rookie, man. They always looked out for me. You know, always have a back. But glad to see you back in the building, man. I may walk down and see you guys in a minute. You know, if I don't, you know, Bill ain't too mad at everybody. You know,
I got the workout seat out here too. So,
Look here, man. I need to tell her I need to be on that senior citizen workout, man.
Yeah.
You know, little cardio, little 10-pound dumbbell curl, arm curl, that type of deal. Harold's too strong. He's too strong, man.
Yeah.
He's too strong.
I am telling you.
Thank you, Deion. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There he is, Deion Branch joining us.